financial system. Well, here's a radical proposal. The old model didn't work. It's called an integrity violation. It was actually a violation of all five of these principles of economics. Okay, so you have these U.S. Institutions, and they did all the subprime mortgages. So here's what we're doing. I'm a bank. I'm going to lend you, and you, and you, and you, and you a mortgage subprime. I know that none of you will be able to make the payments. In fact, I know that you're not even going to make the first payment, but I'll give you a line of credit. Okay, so you've covered off for a while. And I'm going to take all these mortgages and bundle them up into a complex derivative called a collateralized debt obligation that's opaque. Okay, nobody really knows what's in there. Then I'm going to give you a rating agency to rate this thing AAA. Oh, by the way, I paid you. And then you're an insurance company, and so are you. And I'm going to give you an insurer, because AAA, you can insure that thing. And then I'm going to sell it to you through your investors. And that was a violation of all five things. I mean, let's start with integrity. Integrity is about being honest, considerate, in the interests of others, abiding by your commitments. Everybody got screwed. The homeowners lost their houses. The insurance company looked ridiculous and almost went bankrupt. The rating agency. You're the rating agency, right? The insurance company went bankrupt. And the investors all lost their money. And the whole global economy collapsed. And now there's 40% youth unemployment in Spain. There are sovereign debt crises in five countries. There's 23% youth unemployment in the United States. And that's not very considerate of the interests of the next generation. We've been telling all you youngsters, you work hard, you go to school, you have discipline. You know, you develop your, not just your skills and your knowledge, your capacity to learn and think, but you go out into the workforce and you're going to succeed. Well, we tell them why. Or at least that's the situation. I'm going to come back and talk about you, because I don't think you're the lost generation. I think that you're a generation that can actually turn this thing.